In a rare press conference today, representatives for corporate lobbyists across America are calling upon the 535 members of Congress to play a little harder to get.
Please stop making this so easy. You're not even pretending to be offended anymore. It's getting pathetic and honestly, a little sad.
From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and you're listening to The Topical. You might think it would be nice to get away from the news for a while, but you'd be wrong, so stay with us.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Corporate lobbyists are growing increasingly concerned that members of Congress are far too eager to go along with their every request and bribe, even saying that they no longer have to take lawmakers on lavish dinners to get laws written that undermine the American public. OPR reporter Marcy Hammond has been on the story.
Hi, Leslie.
Marcy, what are some of the concerns the lobbyists laid out today?
Well, the lobbyists painted a picture of Congress members who seemed absolutely desperate for their attention.
Mm-hmm.
For example, they said representatives come to them on a near hourly basis, asking if there are any regulation efforts they should be ripping apart piece by piece, or at times just flat out telling members of lobbying firms that they will write whatever bill they want them to for free. I spoke with one lobbyist, Robbie Manning of the NRA, about what he's experienced.
It's just nonstop. I can't get this one senator to stop calling me. He's constantly asking me to come over to work on deregulating firearm exports so we can more easily get arms to Latin America.
And how did these relationships used to go?
Well, before, I would have had to take him on a ride in my firm's private helicopter, showed him how we'd fund his presidential bid, and slipped a blank check in a hooker's underwear strap so he could remove the check later with his teeth. Now all I have to do is turn on my phone, and he's texting me like 50 messages in a row wondering why I haven't asked him to write a new bill making it easier to sell assault rifles outside of the US.
Wow, seems kind of sad.
Yeah, it really is. Oh. Guess who?
It sounds like the lobbyists just want the Congress members to have a little bit more respect for themselves.
Right, just be a little less attainable, that's all.
But exactly what changes are they looking for?
Well, it looks like they want more of a traditional courtship, where politicians act like they have scruples, while lobbyists shower them and their family with gifts and promise to destroy the lives of their political rivals forever.
And I'm sure this is also severely disrupting the lobbyists' ability to fuck over the American people like they were hired to do.
It really is, Leslie. Some even said it's making them wonder if the lobbying system is completely broken. Here's how Devin Mallory from Takeda Pharmaceutical Company explained it.
You know, this isn't why I got in the game. I got in this business to blackmail legislators into signing bills my bosses like and writing full-on laws myself after working my ass off to get a senator's dipshit daughter her dream internship at Google. Now that that's all gone and lawmakers just help raise the cost of prescription drugs whenever and however I want them to, I don't know, man. It might be time to focus my efforts elsewhere, like doing PR for the NFL or something.
And Devin is just one of many who shared similar sentiments with me.
And what's been Congress's response?
They released a short statement today where they said that, quote, there's nothing sad or pathetic with taking a little initiative every once in a while to do what's best for big pharma, big banks, big tech, and the thousands of other private firms out there looking to make a living off the backs of hardworking Americans.
Well said. That's OPR's Marcy Hammond. Thanks, Marcy.
Thank you.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, nothing. No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
You might not be able to count on those fat cats in Washington, but that's okay because the topical is here with its own stimulus package. And we're paying out three more pieces of news retroactive to yesterday. So here's what else you need to know today. Good news today for one rock legend, as the CDC has announced that Vince Neil will be the first member of Motley Crue to receive the COVID vaccine. After consulting with an interagency panel of top public health experts, CDC Director Robert Redfield noted that the lead vocalist's well-being was vital to the band's popularity and is urging for patience among other valued members of the crew, like Nikki Sixx and Tommy Lee. And with ticket sales continuing to decline amid the pandemic, a desperate AMC today is now touting its theaters as a, quote, nice dark place for teens to rub each other's genitals. AMC executives are hopeful that the new marketing campaign will help boost sales, particularly among young and healthy patrons looking to take advantage of the unique benefits offered by the cinema, and are confident that even with modern home theater setups, there's still nothing that quite compares to going home chafed and aching after a night at the movies. And finally, some unfortunate news today, as nursing home residents in Benton Harbor, Michigan are reporting that bingo has been a lot less competitive lately. With what seems like fewer and fewer players by the day, the small number of residents that do remain are calling the lackluster games, quote, pointless, since you're pretty much bound to win a game or two each night. And many residents are now wondering whether their grandchildren will still be young enough to even enjoy the stuffed animal prizes they've been winning by the time they get to see them again. Too bad. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you really liked it, you can also sign up to become a member of the topical's Patreon. And if you really, really liked it, let us know in the reviews on Apple Podcast. Just make sure you spell it REEEEALLY. That's with four E's, because it really makes a difference. And tomorrow on the topical, the tragic story of one dying COVID patient who was forced to tell his family to fuck off over Zoom. If there's one thing I've learned over the course of this pandemic, it's to never take those opportunities for granted. In fact, I'm going to tell mine to eat shit right now, and I suggest you do the same. And we'll see you tomorrow.